Today, being the day after Christmas, it seemed like a good day to plan a service that would provide lots of room for meditation, because I know that lots of people have been very busy and doing a lot of running around, and the chance to sit still for a few minutes, even if you haven't been doing lots of running around, might be a very welcome thing. So our service today is a little different than usual. Typically, we would have a meditation and then a reading and then a sermon. But today, for the body of our service, I have a few words of introduction and then a series of opportunities for meditation. As today is December 26th, it is the first day of the African American holiday of Kwanzaa. And so I thought that I would use that as the starting place for our reflections. While Kwanzaa is a cultural rather than a religious celebration, it happens to have seven principles, like Unitarian Universalism. And so I thought that it might be interesting to look at what were chosen as the seven principles for another group and celebration. And I thought it would be provocative to look at this from a philosophical point of view. As a white person, I am not going to presume to celebrate Kwanzaa. However, I can allow myself to learn from it and to be provoked by it, and it did provoke me, and I want to offer you a little background and a few thoughts about it. Kwanzaa was created in 1966 by Dr. Mulana Karenga, professor of African Studies at California State University in Long Beach. He is the author and scholar and activist who stresses the indispensable need to preserve, continually revitalize, and promote African-American culture. Dr. Karenga maintains a website which is considered the authoritative Kwanzaa website, and here's some of his description. Kwanzaa is an African-American and Pan-African holiday which celebrates family, community, and culture. Celebrated from December 26th through January 1st, its origins are in the first harvest celebrations of Africa from which it takes its name. The name Kwanzaa is derived from a phrase which means first fruits in Swahili. And Swahili is a Pan-African language, which is the most widely spoken African language. Dr. Karenga emphasizes that Kwanzaa is a cultural holiday and not a religious one, and that it is available to and practiced by Africans of all religious faiths who come together based on rich, ancient, and varied common ground of their Africanness. So I began to reflect on the seven principles, and I realized that I needed to understand them in the context in which they were first articulated. And this led me into a fascinating journey into the cultural and political history of the 1960s in this country, in particular the Black Power and Black Nationalist movements. And I was quickly beyond the scope of this morning's considerations. However, there are two things I feel it is important to mention for our exploration. One is a tie to this history of Kwanzaa with Unitarian Universalist history. In 1968, which would have been just after the second Kwanzaa celebration, African-American Unitarian Universalists established a group called the Black Affairs Council, or BAC, B-A-C. The purpose was to support the empowerment of African-Americans in a predominantly Euro-American culture. Later that year, during the Unitarian Universalist General Assembly, delegates voted to commit $1 million over 4 years to fund the Black Affairs Council. With this money, BAC gave several grants to people and groups throughout the United States whose work furthered Black empowerment. And one of those grant recipients was Dr. Karenga, the creator of Kwanzaa. Now, I mention this history because it is a reminder to acknowledge that the late 60s were a time of great challenge for Unitarian Universalists as far as race was concerned. This, of course, was true in our broader culture as well, but I think that probably many of our newer members and many of our longtime members as well know nothing of this part of our Unitarian Universalist history. It was a very divisive time, and the wounds are still felt by many in our movement who went through the turbulent times of the late 60s. For today, I just feel it's important to acknowledge that history, that we have a mixed history with regard to race issues. And I'd like to set a bookmark to remind us as a community to come back and look a little more closely at that and learn a little more about that piece of our history. The other piece of context I want to highlight is the perspective that Dr. Karanga brought to his creation of Kwanzaa. For Dr. Karanga, the Kwanzaa principles are an expression of communitarian values that for him are basic to African values. Communitarian thinking places the individual solidly within community, particularly when it comes to values formation. It is the community and the culture that form the individual, that shape the individual. So to help you understand this, this is a contrast to philosophies that use the individual as the starting place. In those schools of thought, the individual is a free, autonomous being who joins groups in society of their free will but exists separately from the group. Unitarian Universalists can be seen this way, especially when we over-focus on the first of our principles, the worth and dignity of all people. When we give that one of our principles a priority over six other principles that moderate it. This focus on the individual can be seen in its extreme form when we see some of the rugged individualism in American culture, or perhaps some of the rampant consumerist attitudes that put me first in all matters. To be clear, both communitarian values and those philosophies with which we might contrast it acknowledge both the individual and the community. It's a question of which is seen as primary. You might think of it as a chicken and egg problem. Which came first, the individual or the community? So I just leave you with that context as we now have an opportunity to reflect on these seven principles that Dr. Karanga chose for Kwanzaa. They are listed in your order of service if you're interested. I'll say a few words about each one of them and then allow for about 2 minutes of reflection on each one. The first Kwanzaa principle is unity. Unity is described as to strive for and to maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race. Let me say that again. To strive for and maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race. How one understands this principle will be influenced by one's understanding of each of these words: family, community, nation, and race. We might assume we all mean the same thing by them, but we might be surprised. Our understanding will also be influenced by where one understands that balance between the individual and the group. At this time, I invite your silent reflection on the first principle of unity, to strive for and maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race. The second Kwanzaa principle is self-determination. This is described as to define ourselves, name ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves. Self-determination, to define ourselves, to name ourselves, to create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves. How one understands this principle may be largely influenced by whether one primarily identifies as part of a culturally dominant group or a historically marginalized group. So often, those with power name and define those without power. What are your experiences? Your experiences of naming and defining yourself, of naming and defining others, of being named and defined by others. At this time, I invite your silent reflection on the second Kwanzaa principle of self-determination to define ourselves, name ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves. The third Kwanzaa principle is collective work and responsibility, described as to build and maintain our community together and make our brothers and sisters' problems our problems and solve them together. Collective work and responsibility, to build and maintain our community together and make our brothers and sisters' problems our problems and to solve them together. Again, one's understanding of what community is being discussed will influence how one thinks about this. Are you thinking broadly about the human community? Are you thinking of a community that is part of a subculture? And just who are these brothers and sisters with whom we share and solve problems? I invite your silent reflection on the third Kwanzaa principle of collective work and responsibility, building and maintaining our community together and making our brothers and sisters' problems our own and solving them together. The fourth Kwanzaa principle is cooperative economics. This is described as to build and maintain our own stores, shops, and other businesses, and to profit from them together. To build and maintain our own stores, shops, and other businesses, and to profit from them together. How one understands the principle of cooperative economics will depend on the collective or group to which you owe your loyalty. Is it defined by identity politics or geography or by what? What other values define for you the group or collective to which you owe your loyalties? And do you identify more as a shopkeeper or one who frequents shops? And how do you make decisions about the stores, shops, and businesses that you frequent? And who profits or suffers as a result of your choices? What factors do you take into account when you make the decisions that carry you through a day? I invite your reflection on this fourth Kwanzaa principle of cooperative economics, to build and maintain our own stores, shops, and other businesses, and to profit from them together. The fifth Kwanzaa principle is purpose. This is described as to make our collective vocation the building and developing of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. To make our collective vocation the building and developing of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. How one understands the principle of purpose will depend on one's understanding of community, of course, and what it would mean to restore our people to their traditional greatness, that phrase. Do you see this as a universal, including all people, or do you think of it as specific to a subgroup of which you are a part, or might you see it as an opportunity to support this work in other subcultures that have been traditionally marginalized? At this time, I invite your silent reflection on the fifth Kwanzaa principle of purpose, to make our collective vocation the building and developing of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. The sixth Kwanzaa principle is creativity. This is described as to do always as much as we can, in the way we can, in order to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited. To do always as much as we can, in the way that we can, in order to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited it. At a universal level, this is a common sentiment: leave the world better than you found it. But what does this mean to a group or groups that have inherited a community that is systematically not peaceful, not just, and not fair? Where do you fit in all of this? Are we called to use our creativity to make only our little part of the world peaceful, just, and fair? Might we, especially those of us that are part of the dominant culture, also need to be intentional about our efforts on behalf of communities operating without as much privilege? At this time, I invite your silent reflection on the sixth Kwanzaa principle of creativity: to do always as much as we can, in the way that we can, in order to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited it. The final Kwanzaa principle is faith. This is described as believing with all our heart in our people, our parents, our teachers, our leaders, and the righteousness and victory of our struggle. Faith is to believe with all of our heart in our people, our parents, our teachers, our leaders, and the righteousness and victory of our struggle. This is the faith or quiet confidence that allows us to put our faith and trust in those companions on our journey who have more experience or more training. But what is it that allows us to trust others? Are there people who deserve our trust more than others? What influences who you trust? Do you know? And if we just trust our instincts, might we sometimes put our trust in people we shouldn't, and at other times dismiss teachers and leaders who might show us great wisdom? And how do we discern the righteousness and victory of a struggle? How do we know our cause is just? And how do we choose among the many righteous causes that vie for our time and our attention? This time I invite one final time of reflection on the seventh Kwanzaa principle of faith: to believe with all our heart in our people, our parents, our teachers, our leaders, and the righteousness and victory of our struggle. Our perspectives and our worldview are shaped by many factors: how we identify, the experiences of our lives, and the cultures in which we live and work and play. I don't think I'm going out on a limb to suggest that I'm pretty sure there were lots of different perspectives in the room this morning as we were each provoked in our thinking in different directions. We need all of these perspectives as we prepare to begin a new year. May our personal reflections on the choices we make and how and why help to shape shape our communal conversation as we continue our journey forward together, seeking to build the world of our dreams.